This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. FlyPSP.com.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
You've got passes to the movies, Camelot Theaters, popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org, 325-6565. Gift certificate to JT's Diner. I'm getting hungry. Like a trip up down on Route 66. They're out on Cook Street. JTS, JT's Diner, PalmDesert.com. 674-7600. Oh, Lu Chow's. I love Lu Chow's. Gift certificate. We went there, Stephen, to Lu Chow's in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Lu Chow's, PalmSprings.com, 655-0045.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And last but not least, more from Dan Gore. Oscars Cafe and Bar, the entertainment capital and center of Palm Springs, something every night. OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. Get ready on the 29th and 30th, Bitchiest Brunch Halloween Edition, and a Spooktacular with Anita Rose. How many children do you still have, Nona? Microphone.
Oh, I have 4. Thank you for asking.
Steve.
2.
Yeah, 2 fuzzy furry babies.
Count them.
I can't
you
add that
too.
High. Known
We've
as
had
4.
This discussion.
Yes, and my 3 is, we'll take the 7th caller. Boy, I'll tell you what, Lu Chow's, Oscars, JT's, Camelot Theater, thank you for making this show what you have. 26 years and counting. I'll mail it out to you if I don't keep Lu Chow's. Okay, we had a wonderful conversation. We listened to all the beautiful explanations from Mr. Community.
Did I not let you get a question in?
I didn't need to. You could do this show and Lona and I could go to Lu Chow's.
Yes, we could.
Okay, the CEO of the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce, the best chamber in the Coachella Valley.
Oh, thank you.
Here's Nona.
Nona. But I don't know how I can follow that segment. Oh. I mean,
Isn't that
exciting? Fabulous, and it's going to be such a great addition to Pride. Something so different, innovative. That's why we put him on the list for innovators. But no, I was amazed. I was talking to my staff about what we should talk about. We've been doing nothing but ribbon cuttings lately.
Oh.
And so I thought we'd have a discussion. And I know how hard things are, but boy, Palm Springs sure seems to be going well. And businesses are opening and they're celebrating. So I thought we'd talk about our ribbon cuttings and maybe draw some people to come out and celebrate these businesses and help us celebrate their opening and what they stand for. I know the Modernism Museum is coming up October 21st. And that's on Palm Canyon Drive. So what an interesting thing to come and take a look at.
Okay, this is the 26th of
October. Okay, then we'll do Cream on the 28th.
The Palm little Canyon ice Drive. Cream uh-huh. near my house. We mm-hmm. can walk there, Joey.
Yes,
Bells.
We're doing mm-hmm. special
What's the date,
ribbon
honey?
Cutting the 28th okay. at 10 o'clock a.m.
Friday, 10 a.m.
And then that same Friday, Haven Kids Center at 4 o'clock, and that's on Jean Autry Drive. And all of these are on our website. You don't have to worry about writing them down.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to call attention. On the 1st, Cindy Piper is going to be doing something special. So we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting
November 1st.
November 1st, State
Cindy
Farm
Piper.
Insurance at 4. And then we really have a special one November 3rd, the Arenas District. They're going to open up as an actual district, and so we're going to be doing a celebration for them at 11 o'clock, and the mayor will come out with a proclamation. And I think it'll be a really good addition for that part of our city. So everybody can come out, please, at 11 a.m. and help us celebrate that.
Yes, these are free, folks. You just show up. You won't have to be there very long. We take a big picture, applaud. Sometimes there's refreshments, and it's a nice celebration for the community.
It is, and it's a good way to get to know what's out there and yes. what our business community has to offer. A lot of times going to the ribbon cuttings, you can meet, you know, the general manager or the owner and really have a chance to start a relationship and see what it's all about rather than just driving by and assuming what's in. So
I joined you. The last one I was able to catch up was where I go for my mail every day, AIM Mail Center over in Smoke Tree Shopping Center. But there were people there who didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
And it's been there a couple of years. So how do you qualify to get a ribbon cutting?
Well, if you're a new business and you join the chamber, we always give ribbon cuttings. But sometimes a business will do something special, and they just want to celebrate that. And so we need to come out and celebrate with them.
Like opening a DAP Health Pavilion at Pride?
Yes, with a ribbon cutting. Put it on the list.
Put it on the list.
You know, I have to tell listeners, because when I was on the board, I got to do a lot of these with Nona. If you're feeling the humdrums, or you're feeling like you're just not sure about like what's
life.
Going to lift your mood, ribbon cuttings will do that, because yes. you're never going to see a business owner happier than on the day that they get a ribbon cutting by the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And everybody that comes out, the countdown, the cutting, the excitement, the photos, the applause.
The great big scissors.
If it doesn't lift your mood, if it doesn't lift your mood, nothing will.
The yeah, giant killer scissors.
Well, and it's, you know, cutting the ribbon and publishing the picture and putting it out in the magazine. I mean, it's all
basic humanity.
Yeah, it's just
basic
nice.
Community.
It's a great way to open up. Yes. And in Palm Springs, we're seeing more and more of it. So I'm excited to see where we're going. New restaurants that are open up. I know Liz is going to open up another restaurant soon.
Tell me what that means. Who's Liz?
Liz Ostrich with a farm and what else she has.
Okay,
she
Farm
has
and Tequila. She just
okay.
opened Front Porch.
Yeah.
And
what
another restaurant
names.
That's an offshoot of Tequila
Farm.
In the new downtown.
Mm-hmm. Tequila Front Porch.
I think it faces, what is it face? It faces.
It faces that park with the graffiti.
The graffiti park.
Yeah, the graffiti park.
And
so it's
all
in the shade.
Okay. Liz
in
has done, and of course she has impeccable taste, but she's done an amazing
restaurants,
job.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Oh, what fun. Are you still having Tuesday
Leeds
Network
lunches?
Leeds lunches.
We have. The last one, we had over 60 attending. So every Tuesday, if you
let's
want to come out and network with some fellow
today's
business
the 26th.
People.
Oh, is there one more Tuesday? No, next Tuesday is November 1st. So it'll be a different place. We don't know where it is yet.
We'll have to make that announcement on
yes.
your website, maybe.
Yes.
You know, I'm surprised, too, because the mixers have really changed. I mean, 10 years ago when I started going to them, the average age was probably 50, 55, 60. And now there's so many young business owners coming into the community, mm-hmm. and it's a really great chance to meet these young people who are starting businesses or move from LA. And mm-hmm. I mean, the average age now is probably 40 or 35.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be starting a business. You can just come.
Oh, to the mixers. The, yeah.
Yes.
And anybody,
exactly.
even a potential, if you're not a member and you want to come and
you
see what the chamber's
check
all
it
about,
out.
Yeah, then you're more than welcome to come.
But that event that the chamber did, the taste.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my stars.
That's always one of our signature events.
Does it need to be at the convention center? There must have been 1,000 people there.
It's at the Indian Canyons.
I know. Does it need to
oh,
be?
Oh, does it need to be? I don't like too much indoor.
Oh.
I like the fact that it's outdoors. It feels
and you
healthier
had that
to me.
Tribute band?
And we had a Beatles tribute band. So it was a great addition this year, kept people there. And I think the number one comment I got when I got back in the emails was how much fun they had listening to the Beatles and remembering. And so that's always fun. So I think we'll do something like that every year, a
the
different
food.
Tribute.
A lot of people are saying that it has bumped the International Film Festival Gala off the list as the most sought event of the season.
I love that.
He made that up.
No. And you know why? Because only like, what is it, 1,000 people can go to that festival.
Right. We're talking about
but
the
we're
food.
Talking about so many more people get to come out.
Oh, we pre-sold over 1,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Oh, and by the way, the tickets for Nona's event were $25. The ticket for the film festival, you have to add a couple zeros.
You sure do.
And that is, you know, I'm really, really lucky that our board of directors and, you know, we feel that $25 gives everybody a chance to come out and just have a good time. And that's, it was designed to kick off event season.
Yes.
At the perfect time of the year. And you just need to come out and see what new restaurants we have, what new businesses we have, showcase them, take their card, take their information, have fun.
Do you know what I liked? The little portions,
the taste
of everything. I'd rather eat that way than sit down and have potatoes and meat and gravy and blah, 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 and dessert and salad. That was so much fun. All the little shot glass size.
Well, yeah, if you weren't nibbling, you couldn't enjoy so much variety.
Oh, no.
It was great.
You'd fill up.
I had a dessert in a little cup that I just was like, I wanted to go back and grab six cups. Of course, they were gone.
They were gone.
Yeah.
But they had whatever your fancy was. Mm-hmm. Every kind of food, every kind of drink. And then you had people with campaign promises. And it was just... human.
There is no other event all year long where someone who has moved to Palm Springs or someone who might be in a situation where they don't yet feel connected to the city, there's no other event that will provide you a better opportunity to get to know your community and to get to know the very best that Palm Springs has to offer than the Taste of Palm Springs.
I agree.
That's right. A cross-section of what's going on here.
Yeah.
And it really is nice. Every year it grows. And so we now have a new home in a location where it can grow because we have the entire golf course if we like. And I think I learned this year, I learned something new every year, but less businesses inside. It got to be way too crowded inside. Move as many as we can outside and make the golf course bigger, you know, just make the perimeter larger. But, yeah, it worked.
The parking, I would have thought, would have deterred people. But they were parked all the way out from the Indian Canyons Golf Course, Joey Pals, all the way out to South Palm Canyon and every cross street.
Yeah, and I did learn, I think I'm going to try and rent some parking lots and shuttle people to make it easier next year because it was a long walk and we had Sunny Cycle helping move people around. But I do think that if you can say, well, we're going to park in this parking lot and be shuttled back and forth, I think we're going to do that again. But every year it grows, so every year we add.
Well, when you park, it doesn't matter where you park. You're so excited to get to the event that you don't mind how far you're walking. And then at the end of the event, you've nibbled your way through.
You need the extra.
Really, it's like a Coachella for cuisine. You know, it's such a massive festival that you need the walk back to your car sort of like, you know, work off some calories.
Well, and you know, as you know, the Chamber runs travel also. And I just got back from Paris. And what I really, really enjoyed is just what Stephen was saying is we had to walk so far to go to dinner. And then walk our way back that by the time you got back, you just felt good. You know, you weren't eating and just sitting in your chair. Same idea, right? Maybe you could walk to your car and then feel good when you get into it and take off. But
or hike in the DAP Health
Pavilion.
No, the parade. What's it called?
The Palm Springs Pride Parade.
Yeah. No, the walk.
Walk Out Loud?
That's it.
Oh, Walk Out Loud.
Golly's, Joey. Trying to give him a lead and I couldn't
get
get the hint.
If Stephen didn't catch it, then
I was not doing it right.
No. I was thinking about all that food at Taste of Palm Springs.
Me too.
I'm sorry, I was daydreaming.
I got things I've never had before.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
We're going to keep yumming. We need to thank Nona Watson, bless your heart, for all you do. The best president CEO of any chamber in the CV. And Mr. Community, there's only one.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
What more can you say?
I just love doing this show with Nona.
I know.
Let's
you guys
keep
are
doing
great.
That.
Yes,
it's more fun. It's more fun.
We're into a routine.
We could co-host for you if you want to go on vacation.
Of course, I'm gone. I'm going to go eat.
Schedule it.
I will. I am going to Qatar and Abu Dhabi and Dubai in March. You guys got it.
What about a Talk of the Stars where we interview Miss Joey English?
Been there, done that. Okay. We'll do that sometime.
Joey Pals. Here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me next March to Dubai and Qatar and Abu Dhabi. And the first Wednesday in November, don't miss ACT Tours' wonderful free travel club, because Fernfield Brooks, the producer of Monk, is going to be their speaker. Phone 322-1247 or visit acttours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership to tell you you've been under the sign of Libra, but only until the 23rd, and then comes Scorpio. Be very afraid. Which you can go to astrologyworldnews.com, and she'll do your horoscope for you, whatever your sign. Desert Water Agency reminds you that there are approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request, and they really recommend you skip overseeding and let the color of your green grass go gold. Say that fast. Green grass go gold to help with the statewide drought. DWA.org. Just Fabulous has been participating in Modernism Week. They've had P.S. Noir book signings. They've had all kinds. George Michael, Saturday, November 5th from 1 to 3. Well, it's not going to be George Michael, but it's a book signing, a life book with James Gavin. See? Go to the letter B, Just Fabulous. Don't you love that? BJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. His detailed messages delivered at his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. I promise you. And this is a tremendous gift idea. $95 for a 90-minute reading is a wonderful gift. But you better phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or go to the website soon. He'll book up. And the website is Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. You'll thank me, as our friend Pat Boone says. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is back, open, back up and open, back up and open, something after their yearly maintenance closure. World's largest rotating tram car, and the tram snowfall guessing contest will go on until the first measurable snowfall at the mountain station. I'm looking out my window up to the tram. I don't see any snow. Check it all out at pstramway.com. And that's another great gift idea for your holiday visitors. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, trust me. psculturalcenter.org. Here's their menu for you to choose from. Besides the movies, Sundays with Keisha D is a weekly event. Monday, Mon Petit Salon in the VIP Lounge is a weekly event. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor is a weekly event. Wednesdays, Open Mics with Les Michaels is selected Wednesdays. Thursday's Razzle Dazzle, check the website. Sundays is a Palm Springs certified market, and obviously that's on Sundays. And then there are select days for PS Film Rewinds. Rewinds. They've been doing the movies of Tim Burton. And then there's a monthly Outlook Book Club. Wonderful things that are, you don't have to read them. You can just look at them. You won't have to pronounce them and do the tongue twisters. Thus ended a pretty questionable reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Joey! Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, the Joey English Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.